Now, starting with that, let us look briefly at the great high culture field. I divide the high cultures into two great domains, the Orient and the Occident, and I draw the line through Persia, through Iran. Eastward of Iran, there are two great creative centers. One is India, the other is China. Look at these. They are isolated. North of India are the great Himalayas, around the sides are the oceans. China, westward of China are the great deserts. New influences never were massive until the present moment. Small invasions, which then could be assimilated. So that in those cultures, you have a continuity maintaining the ancient ways, which were brought in 2500 and 1500 BC. Compare these now with the Europe, with the Western zone. Here, too, there are two great creative centers, Europe and the Near East. These are very close together. We have the Mediterranean as a road of traffic. They are immediately in contact with each other. Moreover, they are wide open to invasions from north and south. The invading people from the north were the Aryans. The invading people from the south, from the Syro-Arabian desert, were the Semites. These had originally been hunting warrior people, and they are now herding warrior people. The earlier people were planting and trading people. And you can read it in the book of Joshua. A simple little town, a dust cloud on the horizon. Next day there's not a living person in the town. Some Bedouin tribe has come in and annihilated them. These were terrific fighters, these Aryans and Semites. Fierce people, tough people, barbarians. And they come in and become the dominant people in a world that had been that of the continually turning cosmic order. Now in that mythology of the cosmic order, the whole sphere of the universe is the womb of the goddess mother of whose children we are. She is the primary divinity. She is the one that is represented, the great goddess world. And the deities by whom she is fecundated are represented usually in animal forms. They are secondary to her. And the early deities were her consorts. But with these warrior people, you have a masculine god as the dominant figure. Not one who prays to the goddess to bring forth the fruits of the earth, but one who comes in and takes them, the thunder hurler, whether his name is Zeus or Yahweh or Indra. They are all of the same order, and they despise the other people. So you now have a very interesting conflict between a culturally inferior but physically more powerful people of patriarchal orientation coming into an area of much higher sophistication and assimilating their mythology. One of the most interesting things about the Bible that turns up throughout the researches of the 19th century is that all of the Old Testament mythological themes come right from the Sumero-Babylonian complex and can be equated there and shown to be there. And now look what happens as a result. The myths that originally pointed to the goddess as the source of all, point to the god. This is a curious transformation. And it's one of the baffling things in our tradition. Symbols talk spontaneously to the psyche. You know what they're saying down here. But the person who presents the myth to you talks a different language. He says, it's daddy. And your psyche says, no, it's mother. So then we go to the psychiatrist. All of our symbols are speaking a double talk. Finally, since God, as Thomas Aquinas states in the Summa Contra Gentiles, one can know God only when one knows that God far surpasses anything that can be said or thought about God. When you then think of that which surpasses all thought as a male being, and in our tradition, a male without a wife, you have something that the psyche just can't handle very well. I think this is a very important point. The stress on the sexual character of the deity, whether male or female, is secondary. and in certain contexts, baffling. And it was primarily oriented to the superiority of the patriarchal societies over the matriarchal. This is the whole problem in the Aeschylus Agamemnon cycle, was, and also in the Oedipus, the male versus the female systems.